Have you been thinking that your cuisine, your cooking, needs just a little bit of a kick? Well, how about ginger? We're taking a page from Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who joins us in the studio. Kathy, great to talk to you again.
Hi, Robin.
And I recently made your corn and potato thing.
Curry,
and it had some ginger in it. Ginger,
yes,
is amazing. But for people who are afraid of it.
Yeah, well, it's a very powerful, as in positively powerful spice. It is one of the most widely cultivated spices in the world. It is a perennial, and it can take something as simple as boiling water and transform it into a very potent, beautiful, healing tea.
Which is what I have in
you
this
do.
Cup. This is your ginger tea. We're going to talk more about the recipes, but it's kind of ugly. And for people, it's like this thing,
root thing. It's gnarly. It's got this skin on it. So you have a spoon in front of
right.
you, and you have a big knob, as it's called, of ginger.
Yeah.
I want you to take your spoon like this and just scrape at it.
I'm just scraping that brown skin
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you will see how easily the skin comes off and how you don't lose any of that precious ginger.
Because if you use a small knife to peel it,
you lose half of it.
Okay. All right.
So then what do you do? You've
got
it peeled. Then you can chop it. The other thing to do is to cut it into thin strips.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy something called a ginger grater.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a ceramic one here. You've got a bamboo one. Mm. I think they cost about $4.
Right.
And then you take your peeled ginger and you scrape it. And you'll notice that some of the ginger juice is released.
Right.
And then you get this beautiful grated ginger that you can add to dishes towards the end because it's juicy and aromatic and adds an extra ginger punch.
I use my cheese grater, but this is much
you
better.
You can use your cheese grater. This is specifically designed for ginger.
Yes.
It's very fibrous, and the knobs of the ginger grater actually break it down. And if you have some very fresh ginger, which means it will look fat and fresh and not shriveled up, you're going to really get some ginger juice.
Okay, I think I'm getting high. Sniffing
oh, my God. Call the doctor.
Okay, sorry.
Here we go.
Okay, let's look at some of the dishes. This tofu dish.
Okay, this I just love. So what I did was I took a block of firm tofu and I very lightly coated it, just pressed down into a bowl of cornstarch. And then I added just like a half an inch of safflower or vegetable oil to a skillet, got it really hot, and shallow fried the tofu. So it gets this beautiful crust, but when you cut into the tofu, it's custardy and soft.
Mm.
And what you're eating it on top of is a ginger broth. There are chopped ginger pieces, there are ginger slices, and there is grated ginger in there. And then there are these stir-fried greens. In this case, I had baby kale from the garden, dandelion greens. You could use Swiss chard, spinach, really healthy. All these foods with ginger. I was testing the recipes, and all of a sudden, I felt a boost of energy. And I don't mean to sound like a 1-800 ad, but like this stuff makes you feel good.
See, you were high.
Was high, like you. Okay.
I am telling you.
More ginger is what the world needs.
And this, just the soup, it's got a lot of soy in it. That's the taste.
A little bit of soy sauce. You can use vegetable stock or chicken stock. Lots and lots of ginger. And then these beautiful stir-fried greens in it. It's a really lovely dish.
Okay, this next dish?
I got a little bit ambitious.
Yes.
I made crab and ginger dumplings. Mm-hmm. I bought wonton wrappers in a regular supermarket. I mixed fresh crab meat with lots of fresh ginger and an egg white, and you just pinch it together. It's very simple.
Really, it's just like you peel off a piece of the wonton wrapper.
Yeah, the little square, a little wrapper, put a little bit less than a tablespoon of crab meat in the center, dab a little bit of water around the edges of the dumpling wrapper, and seal it together. And then you steam it for 4 minutes.
Mm.
Right? Mm. And you are a happy, happy person.
Right. Mm.
And then there's a very simple dipping sauce of soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, scallions, and grated and sliced ginger. So you're getting ginger in 3 different ways.
Tell me more about the health benefits.
There are some huge claims. It is an anti-inflammatory. Apparently, Chinese texts from the 4th century BC describe using ginger for treating nausea, stomach issues, cholera, and toothaches.
That's why ginger ale settles your tongue.
That's right. I have been out on sailboats, which I do not do well on, and I always chew on a piece of raw ginger, and I bring ginger ginger ale or cold ginger tea. Ginger absolutely settles your stomach. It reduces coughs. It's really good for a cold. And some people claim it soothes a migraine.
Well, you mentioned cold tea. We have hot tea here.
This tea can go iced or hot. And what I did was I cleaned my ginger. I did not take the skin off. And I chopped it up about a half a cup to 4 cups of water. Boil it for a while, then let it sit. And you get a very strong ginger tea. I added a little bit of fresh lemon and honey. This is so great over ice. I keep a big jar of it in the fridge, but around this time of year, hot ginger tea will fix you up.
It will.
Yeah.
I am fixed up.
There
right
you
now.
Go. It's an all-new Robin Young.
We've been talking ginger with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. As always, we'll have all her recipes. These are fantastic at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm the brand new Robin Young.
I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.